Goodwill Zwelithini is the influential king of South Africa's Zulu nation. Comments he made last month have been blamed for igniting deadly attacks on foreigners there that have left at least 7 people dead. He denies those claims. As NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton reports, the king has no official power in modern South Africa, but he commands loyalty among about 10 million Zulu people.
It took Zulu King Goodwill Zwelithini almost a month after his allegedly inflammatory comments to call for an end to attacks on immigrants in South Africa. The king reportedly had said head lice should be squashed and foreigners should pack their bags and leave the country. He called a mass rally on Monday in Durban, in the province where the king holds sway and where the attacks began. Zwelithini called the xenophobic violence vile. He said his remarks last month were taken out of context by the media. But columnist Mondli Makanya says there is no way the king's comments could have been misunderstood.
And anybody who speaks Zulu, I understood exactly what he was saying.
Makanya says, coming from a revered traditional leader, such utterances were potentially explosive. In South Africa, with its entrenched poverty and high unemployment, 21 years after the end of apartheid.
There is a saying in Zulu, which basically means the mouth that speaks no lies. That is what kings normally refer to in Zulu. The king can never be wrong. And a lot of people who were running around doing the destruction over the past couple of weeks were saying exactly that. Umlomonga Tetimanga has told us to go and do this.
Veteran Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe says he's appalled by the attacks.
The act of treating other Africans in that horrible way can never be condoned by anyone. And whether these are followers of the Zulu King Zwelithini, that must never happen again.
South Africa's Home Affairs Minister, Malusi Gigaba, acknowledges that his country must mend fences with neighbours and Africans beyond the immediate region.
The international community must not view South Africa as a xenophobic and Afrophobic country. And Africa in particular must not think that we hate fellow Africans so much that we are prepared to do the worst to cause them harm. We are taking steps to address this, to ensure that there is better integration between foreign nationals in our country, particularly those from Africa who live in poorer communities and households.
But columnist Mondli Makanya says King Zwelithini, who has 6 wives and stands accused of an extravagant lifestyle, has not been sanctioned by the governing African National Congress Party, the ANC, because he says the party needs the king's support.
Biggest challenge for King Goodwill Zwelithini is to restore his place in the society. His moral authority has diminished greatly, and he's going to have to do something quite major to restore that.
But Makanya believes the loyalty of many of the king's Zulu subjects in rural areas and others who cling to tradition remains intact. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.